Previously on Hard Break.
Huda, Abdullah,
Chi, Umir,
come sit down. We have some very important news for you both.
Huda, Abdullah, your mother and I, Umi and I just...
Abba?
You know that Abba and I love you both very much, and that we love each other also, right?
Chi, Umi.
But sometimes, even though people love each other very much, things don't always work out.
What do you mean, Umi?
I mean, things don't always go the way we want them to. And when this happens, then it's time for a change. So, Abba and I are getting divorced.
No! Don't lie! You won't come because you don't love us anymore. That's why you are sending us away. You hate us and you want a new family. You and Umi don't love us. That's why we aren't going to be a family anymore.
Skating on thin ice of getting by, the events begin to take their toll on everyone involved.
So, Mahmoud, just how long is she going to stay with us?
Well, for now, I'd say as long as Iddah lasts.
And then what's going to happen?
Then we'll take it as it comes.
Oh, okay.
Look, dear, I know it's going to be difficult for you and our kids, but if you can just bear with me for a few months, I'll make it up to you. My sister needs all the support she can get right now. You understand, don't you?
Oh, I understand. I understand just perfect.
Abdullah and Huda struggled to fall asleep that night, and it was only much later that Rumaysa allowed herself to reflect on the day's events. As she lay in bed, absorbing the silent darkness, she allowed her mind to stray into the archives of the recent past.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I am Maulana Muhammad Bam, and I've been assigned to your case.
Jazakallah, Maulana. We appreciate your esteemed assistance in moving forward.
Before we begin, allow me to inform you that today's meeting is not about passing any rulings or enforcing any decisions. Today I will simply listen to you and then attempt to advise you both as best as I can, according to the Sunnah and according to the Quran.
Jazakallah, Maulana. While we appreciate your time, I feel the need to say that we have explored all our avenues, and we truly feel that talaq is now our final resort.
Like I said, sister, today we are here to listen to what each of you feel the challenges of the marriage are. So, if we may start with you, tell me, what do you think is the biggest issue that cannot be resolved in your marriage?
Well, Maulana, we are married for over a decade now, and we are still just getting by, living paycheck to paycheck. Our finances are a disaster. There does not appear to be even a flicker of hope for us to own our own house and turn it into a home where we can raise our children. My parents...
I am working.
Brother Yasser, please allow your wife to have her say. You will get the opportunity to respond to what she is asserting.
My parents paid for my studies, but once I married him, I wasn't allowed to go out and work. I was more than willing and able to help with the running of the house. I could have contributed towards building our home, but Yasser refused point blank. He was and still remains adamant that my place is in the home, looking after and raising the children. If our financial state allowed for that, I would have been happy to do it. But there are things which the kids and I want and need, but cannot have due to the lack of funds, Malana. Money is one of the biggest gripes we have in our home.
Okay, sister, if we may now hear Brother Yasser's views. Brother Yasser, what in your opinion is the biggest issue which has you both wanting to throw in the towel?
Rumaisa was well aware of my financial background when she agreed to marry me. I told her that I don't have much. But I promised her then that I will always provide to the best of my ability for her and our children. I've kept my promise. Even if she may not agree, we may not have the best of everything or own our own house, but we do have a roof over our head and we do go to bed on a full stomach daily. Yet I am often reminded by my wife about my inadequacy and inability to see to all of my family's demands. It is stressful and a burden which I am not sure I can carry any longer. Money and the love for material things have managed to drive a wedge between Rumaisa and I.
Is that all, Brother Yasser?
There is another thing, Molana. My daughter was born a year after we married, and the day she was born, it felt as if I lost my wife. Don't get me wrong, Molana. She is a great mother, loving and doting over our children, and I cannot find any fault with her on that. But she forgets that apart from being a mother, she is also my wife. She has also allowed the flame of our marriage to fizzle out. And no matter how hard I try to reignite it, being a mother takes precedence over everything else.
Very well. Look, I hear what you are saying. But remember, Allah has made talaq permissible as the very last resort to exit an unhealthy marriage. Please understand, I am not here to force you to stay in an unhappy home. But there are due processes which we must follow so as to ensure that at the end of it all, there is no remorse about the decisions made within this room. You both are to go home today and return next week with a representative from each family. Do not discuss what has been raised here today, but do take cognizance of all what was said. May Allah guide us all towards attaining His pleasure.
Ameen.
Rumaisa vividly recalls her disappointment after that first meeting. She had expected the immediate termination of her nikah and a resolution to all their issues. But patience is a virtue, or at least that's what she was told. So she and Yasser heeded the Molana's advice and reflected on what was discussed. While concerted efforts were made to ignore the elephant in the room, Rumaisa could not hold her tongue longer than the third day after their meeting.
What you said in front of the Molana?
I said a lot.
That part about me not being a good wife.
Oh yeah, sorry if it embarrassed you.
Look Yasser, I'm not in the mood to fight with you, okay?
Then you should listen to what the Molana said, Rumaisa.
I know, and I am listening. It's just, I'm sorry, okay?
You're sorry?
Yes, I'm sorry. It's just, I grew up thinking my value as a wife was solely dependent on my role as a mother.
What a silly thought, Rumaisa. Surely you must have known that it depends on more than that. If you just asked, I would have told you, dear.
Surely you don't expect me to neglect our kids just to be the supermodel wife you want.
So much for not picking a fight, hey?
Look, all I'm saying is, we both have weaknesses. Your weakness was simple and could easily have been fixed. You were never able to provide for your family like a man should. You were and still are content with a mediocre existence.
Rumaisa, are you even listening to yourself? You believed that fulfilling your duties as a wife would make you an exceptional mother? You are a fine one to talk about mediocrity. Our marriage lacks spice. When I leave for work, you are in your granny flannels. And when I get back from work, you are in your flowered up, vagal smelling, oversized abaya.
Mommy's little boy grew up with roti every day. So Rumaisa had to do it also. What Yasser wanted, Yasser got. It has all
always been like that.
You want to tell me that the whole day you sit at home and you aren't even able to make roti for me, and still you have time to be fresh and looking good for me? That's what happens when Facebook, WhatsApp and Instagram takes over. Only when you are in need of a new profile picture, then you dress up. Who are you trying to impress online, huh? All positive, so pretty comments, but looking like one hobo in a house for your husband.
Maybe if you were able to adequately support me, I would be able to dress up for you. But you're out of the house for sometimes 12 hours and you bring home peanuts. How can you expect me to look good and feel good and make you feel good with the pittance you earn? All you had to do was allow me to work and you would have been coming home to a wife looking beautiful, and we would have had so much more.
Are you even listening to yourself, Rumeysa? You are telling me that being a good wife would have stopped you from being a good mother, but going out to work would have allowed you to grow in your job.
That's different. You don't understand.
You are right, I don't. I'm not having this discussion now. I'll see you later.
Rumeysa was careful not to broach the subject again until the next meeting at the Jumia's offices. On this occasion, both parents of Yasser and Rumeysa accompany them.
Assalamu alaikum to one and all that's present. I trust that as this week went by, none of you discussed the issues raised in our last meeting, but took the time to consciously think it over.
Molana, let's just say that we tried our best, but it was difficult, since it was hanging uncomfortably in front of us at every turn.
I must confess, Molana, that I had been blind to what my husband was feeling, and hearing him voice it last week was a rude awakening. I couldn't just let it be. Thus we spoke about it, trying to keep as calm as we could.
Okay, as long as it was a calm conversation, then that's a positive sign.
Whilst our discussions enable me to remove my blinkers, I still stand by my decision. I would still want to go ahead with a divorce.
It's a big decision. Don't rush and make it.
Rumeysa, think nicely, ma. This is not just about you and Yasser. It affects the children as well. You know how difficult life is with two parents around? Imagine how much harder it will be on them after this.
Molana, we were here last week. We are back again this week. And nothing has changed. We still want to proceed with the divorce as amicably as possible, please. What is our way forward?
Brother Yasser and Sister Rumeysa, like I said last week, it is not my duty to force you to stay in this marriage. But arbitration was our first option. And if after this you still feel like you want to proceed with the divorce, then I will officiate it for the two of you. Tell me, sister, since your last impure days, when you were experiencing haze, has there been any intimacy between yourself and your husband?
Oh, Allah.
Gee, Molana, there has been.
Brother, I cannot officiate the talaq today. You and your wife will have to come back to me when there is no intimate relationship between the two of you during a clean cycle.
The couple returns to the Jumia's office after two menstrual cycles and the talaq is officiated. During the formal discussions between the two sets of families, maintenance is agreed upon, which does not sit well with the wife, but is done in accordance to the husband's needs.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, we've just listened to episode 2 of the drama series Heartbreak and some important points here that we can take out, some important lessons. Molana Habib Bobat, what's your take on the lessons that we can deduce from today's episode?
Yes, there's many angles that we can explore, Molana Yusuf, but we're going to explore, inshallah, one at a time and space it out throughout the month, inshallah, as we go into the drama and as it progresses and picks up momentum. Today we're going to focus, Molana Yusuf, on the couple. In the previous episode, we focused on the kids and how they suffer. Today, we want to focus on the couple themselves. And as you see, these couples are no strangers to us. Many of us are experiencing this in our homes, in our families, or somewhere along the line. Most people, Molana Yusuf, when they are in the thick of problems, they feel that divorce is the only solution out. There's nothing else. I want a divorce. I want to end matters. You are the cause of all the problems. If I get out of this marriage, I'll be happier. And Shaitan makes them believe that very strongly, Mara.
Yes, it is true. At this time, this is when Shaitan attacks the most. You know, if we look at the scenario here, if we look at the parties, you know, they were, Shaitan was basically pressing for it, and it is why they actually wanted the divorce. But when we go, as we carry on, we won't give too much now at this moment, but as we carry on, you'll be able to understand what was the consequences of pushing so hard.
And people feel when they are in the deadlock, the divorce is the only option. And Shaitan works very hard at this moment. There's a hadith in Muslim Sharif where Shaitan places his throne on the water and he takes report from all his cronies who are working for him. And each one gives a report that today I did this and today I made that person fight and today I did do this and today I did do that. Shaitan said you haven't achieved anything great, nothing significant to note here. And then one Iblis or one Shaitan, one devil stands up and says, today I managed to break a home and I made husband and wife fight to such an extent that they actually ended matters there and there. And Shaitan becomes so happy, he actually stands up and embraces that devil, the crony of his, and says, you have really achieved something today. So can you imagine, Mala Yusuf, how much of force that devil is putting in to see that that home breaks? And every fault of that partner, that devil will magnify, accentuate, and put it in your face, and will give you 101 reasons for your divorce to take place.
Yes, that is true. And one of the reasons why Shaitan gets so happy as well is because, you know, just linking up to yesterday's discussion, is because of the children. You know, the children are also affected, and this is why Shaitan loves it, because it's one entire family that's now starting to break the fibers of society. Is starting to fade out.
So what we need to highlight here is that when there's a problem, we don't take matters in our hand. And like how the couple went to the Jamiat and they got the Mulana to help them out, it's very important to highlight here that when you are going through struggles in your marriage, you don't end it by your own. You take it to a third party, you put your case forward, and you take the guidance. Mulana?
Yes, the one piece of advice, or rather a positive note we can take from here, is that the couple did go to the Jamiat, and they did consult an alim. You know, and that is the first step we should actually take.
Yes, and we are happy that the couple went this route. They actually went to the Mulana and listened to what he had to say. So we leave it at this today, inshallah, and we'll progress on this in the coming episodes.
Inshallah, in the coming episodes, we'll look at various other aspects regarding this particular drama series.
You've been listening to the drama series Heartbreak, a Radio Islam International production and Ramadan special.
All rights reserved. Unauthorized broadcast.
This program is sponsored by the Willerton Group, proud manufacturers of Sunfoil triple refined pure sunflower oil and Sunshine D margarines and spreads. High in vitamin D, smooth and great tasting.